Eric Tollefson heads up the International Committee for the Red Cross's Weapons Contamination Unit. The unit basically oversees the removal of landmines and unexploded ordnance left over from conflicts and which continue to wreak havoc on civilian populations. He said the colder winter months are particularly dangerous in places like Ukraine.
People will be forced to heat their homes, to provide care to the loved ones. And if you enter into forests, into other areas, this is where you find weapon contamination.
Tollefson said Russia and Ukraine have both talked about using anti-personnel mines in the conflict, which invariably harm civilians much more and continue to do so long after the fighting stops.
Particular anti-personnel mines, which are victim-activated, are there and are really showing harm mainly to civilians. And what we see is the majority of accidents is happening post-conflict.
The ICRC's Eric Tollefson said the war in Gaza presents a different set of problems with unexploded munitions dropped into the conflict zone.
In conflicts like Gaza, we see very few, if any, victim-operated type weapons. There is more the kind of air-launched and land service weapons that we've seen used, which of course causes a particular pattern of harm.
Tollefson said the manufacturers of these weapons and the governments that use them often exaggerate their explosion rates to deflect criticism that the munitions are left behind to pose a danger later.
Some of these anti-personnel mines with self-destruct functions that we have found in places like in Ukraine, they have a failure rate on the self-destruct mechanism of higher than 50%.
The ICRC and other NGOs work around the world to remove mines and unexploded munitions in former conflict zones, but ongoing conflicts means they're constantly playing catch-up.
No matter of the work we did in terms of clearance of landmines, unexploded ordnance, explosive submunitions from cluster weapons, the accidents were going up every year.
The ICRC's Eric Tollefson said only adherence to international agreements like the 1997 Anti-Personnel Landmine Convention to ban such weapons can make a difference.
And it was only with the introduction of these legal instruments, such as the Mine Ban Convention and later in 2005, the Convention on Cluster Munitions, that we saw this trend being curbed and we saw accidents and victims being reduced.
For KPFA News, I'm Max Pringle.